today the church celebrates Wednesday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke, chapter 11, verses 42 to 46. The Lord said, "Woe to you, Pharisees! You pay tithes of mint and of rue and of every garden herb, but you pay no attention to judgment and to love for God. These you should have done without overlooking the others. Woe to you, Pharisees! You love the seat of honor in synagogues and greetings in marketplaces. Woe to you! You are like unseen graves over which people unknowingly walk." Then one of the scholars of the law said to him in reply, "Teacher, by saying this, you are insulting us too." And he said, "Woe also to you, scholars of the law! You impose on people burdens hard to carry, but you yourselves do not lift one finger to touch them." Once again, in today's gospel passage, Jesus is expressing his displeasure with the Pharisees and goes after them for their efforts at attaining status within their society. Public honor and status were highly prized in the culture of the time. Most of the generous giving for public parks, baths, and temples was not so much to provide for the people, but with gaining honor among the people. The donor's name would be clearly inscribed for all to see. In a sense, things really haven't changed that much. People still seek status. Jesus never sought honor or prestige for himself, nor did he want his disciples to look for it, even though they were prone to doing so, each one competing to appear important. The mother of James and John wanted her sons to have the most prominent seats in the kingdom of God. But according to Jesus, we should direct all honor to God and not seek it for ourselves or for our families. All the good things we do should be for the honor of God and not for our own glory. At the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus invites us to let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.